You're listening to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Since 2005, we've delivered weekly tips to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. This episode is sponsored in part by Bambi. HR manager salaries average $70,000 a year. Only Bambi gives you a dedicated HR manager for just $99 a month. Get your free HR compliance audit at bambi.com/accidentalcreative, spelled BAMBEE.com/accidentalcreative. This episode is also sponsored in part by our free Everyday Brilliance course. It's a 12-part course, absolutely free, that walks you through the basics of structuring your life to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. Just visit accidentalcreative.com to sign up. All right, if I could choose one gift to impart upon every person I meet, one master key that unlocks their potential, it would be bravery. We need bravery in our workplaces, our schools, our neighborhoods, in our politics. Of course, if more people committed to making brave choices daily, we would see stronger, more effective teams, less corruption, less unhealthy conflict, and more progress on the societal issues and the organizational issues that truly matter. We would. Organizations need leaders committed to cultivating a culture of bravery and who themselves are making brave choices in the face of uncertainty. The marketplace needs more business owners who are willing to step up and do the right thing for their employees and their communities, even at the risk of personal cost. And society needs more people to cultivate brave, empathetic relationships with people who think differently from them. So today, we're going to talk about creative bravery. What does it look like? What is bravery on a creative front, especially? And what does it look like to approach our life and our work with creative bravery in 2022? Okay, my ambition with this episode is to inspire an epidemic of everyday bravery within our listenership, both in and out of the workplace. Because as we've talked about many times before, you can't parse your work life from your personal life. You sit at the center of all of your commitments. You sit at the center of every place where you spend energy and focus and time. And all of those are funneling up into your body of work. So ultimately, you cannot separate one initiative from another, because whatever you choose to do means that you are choosing to say no to something else. You are choosing to expend your energy in one place as opposed to another, which means you are making decisions. The root of the word decision is cis, which means to cut. So whenever you are choosing one thing, you're cutting off other options. You're saying no to many things so you can say yes to one thing, which is in and of itself an act of bravery, because there's always a chance you'll get it wrong, right? So this is why bravery is so important in creative work. Now, when I talk about creative work, I know still, even after all of these years, 16 years of doing this podcast, some people, when they hear that word creative, they conflate it with the word artistic, and they think that creativity is about making art. It's not. Creativity is problem solving. If you solve problems every day, congratulations, you're a creative professional. You are. But with that comes a unique set of pressures, a unique set of constraints, a unique set of potential pitfalls that you have to be aware of. You have to resolve uncertainty. You have to walk into uncertainty and use your skills to resolve it, which is an act of bravery. It is. We don't pay people for doing things that have been done a million times before. At least we don't pay them well for that. We pay people for doing things that haven't been done. We pay people for figuring out difficult problems. The easy things have been done. We now need people to do the difficult things. Well, that requires bravery, and it requires confidence, creative confidence. So today I want to talk about what bravery is and what bravery isn't, and some ways that we can think about bravery on a creative front going into 2022. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm going to talk about some leadership principles today, and this is very important, right, for us as leaders to engage with bravery. Bravery is not bravado. Bravery is not bluster. Bravery is not pretend. You know, it's not something that where we, the loudest person in the room is clearly the bravest person. No, sometimes the bravest person in the conversation is the person who knows when to keep their mouth shut. Sometimes the bravest person is the person who acts against their instinct to self-protect, because they know that the sum of the value created for the whole is greater than the sum of the value they create for themselves by speaking up, by acting. Okay, so bravery is not what you think. So we need a good definition of what bravery actually is. What is creative bravery? Most of our cultural reference points for bravery include things like heroic actions, like storming a beach or risking everything on an unlikely business deal or casting caution to the wind on a massive career change. And yeah, I mean, those actions can be brave for sure. No question. Sometimes they're reactive, though. They're not responsive. You know, like I quit my job because I'm frustrated. That may be a brave act, but it may also just be a reactive a decision that's not based upon true bravery. It's just based upon my feelings being hurt. It's actually a form of self-protection, which is the antithesis of bravery, right? So those actions can be brave, but the call to bravery is not just about mustering courage in the face of overwhelming odds. It's not. Bravery exists whenever someone engages in right action at the potential expense of their own comfort. Okay, let me say that again. Bravery exists whenever someone engages in right action, and we'll talk about what right action means in either in this episode or in a future episode, at the potential expense of their own comfort. Cowardice, on the other hand, exists when someone chooses self-protection at the expense of right action. It's possible to appear brave to others while actually behaving in a cowardly way, or to appear a coward to others while doing the brave thing. Others may not always know your internal considerations and may filter your actions through their own biases. So it's my belief now, having spent, you know, a couple of decades in the marketplace, working with people in teams and exhibiting all kinds of bravery and cowardice over the years, it's my belief that bravery exists in an environment of two things: high agency and high optimism. High agency, high optimism. When there is a lack of either agency, which is the belief that individual actions can actually make a difference, or there's a lack of optimism that there is a better possible future available, the environment is ripe for cowardice. It is. So let's talk about what I mean by agency. Agency means I believe I can actually do something to create a better possible future. I believe I can make a pitch. I can have a conversation. I can stand in the gap. I can say no. I can do something that will make the situation better. All right. That's what agency means. I have agency. I can be an agent of change in some way to make the future better. Okay. So in order for bravery to exist, I have to believe that my actions matter. There's no use throwing myself in front of a car, right? If it's not going to do any good at preventing the car from hitting someone else. I mean, just throwing myself in front of a car, it's not necessarily a brave act because that act isn't making any difference. It's not doing anything that is creating a better possible future. It's just, you know, it's just harming myself is all I'm doing. So high agency and then high optimism. I believe a better possible future is there, that it can be achieved if we engage in right action, right? When you have high optimism, but you have low perceived agency, right? So high optimism, but low perceived agency. This is when futility and nihilism often emerge in an organization. Okay, I believe there's a better possible future, but I can't do anything about it and it doesn't matter. My actions don't matter. So there's a kind of futility that emerges. When you have an environment with low optimism and low perceived agency, right? So low optimism, low perceived agency, this is what I call resignation. This is when people don't see a better possible future. Even if there was, I couldn't do anything about it. So people are resigned. They play often play this role where they just feel resigned. They don't act. They don't take initiative. When you have high perceived agency but low optimism, this is the space of victimhood often, right? Where you have people who perceive that there's a possible way that they could act, but they don't really believe that there is a better possible future available. It just seems overwhelming to them. This is the space of victimhood, where people feel like life is happening to them. When you have high perceived agency, high optimism, this is the space where bravery is likely to occur. Now, it doesn't always occur, but this is the space where bravery can exist, is when you have high perceived agency and high optimism. So leaders can help cultivate brave action by focusing on increasing both the level of perceived individual agency by giving permission to speak and act. So by creating an environment in which there is a sense of agency, you increase the potential for bravery. If people don't feel that sense of invitation to engage in right action, they don't feel the permission to speak, then they don't feel that they have any agency to speak into the dynamics of the organization. Okay, so if you're a leader of an organization, you can create a culture, cultivate an culture of brave action by focusing on increasing the level of perceived agency by giving permission to speak and act, and the sense that there's a better possible future for employees, for the organization as a whole, by tying decisions and actions back to core operating principles. Okay, when people see actions and decisions as random, they begin to lose the sense that there is any kind of narrative tying it all together, which means they lose their sense of a better possible future. When you make decisions and actions that are tied to core principles, the story becomes cohesive. It makes sense to people, and they can envision where the story is going, which is important for envisioning a better possible future. So when you make decisions, tie those decisions back to core operating principles of the organization. Make sure that you're telling a compelling and cohesive story in order to create an environment in which bravery is likely to occur. Okay, so that's how we create an environment in which bravery is more likely to occur when we have a sense of agency and a sense of optimism for a better future, all right? When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what bravery is and what bravery isn't, because I think this is often confused in our culture. We often confuse bluster and boldness with bravery, which they're not the same thing. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. This episode is sponsored in part by Bambi. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/accidentalcreative right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/accidentalcreative, spelled B-A-M to the B-E-E.com/accidentalcreative. This episode is also sponsored by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare can help you make 2022 a year of learning, growth, and connection through creativity. I absolutely love Skillshare because it doesn't matter what topic I'm interested in, what skill I want to develop, I can find a class that will help me do it. I'll give you a quick example. I have recently started using Evernote again pretty extensively. And there are so many new features and new developments in the product. And I just didn't know where to start to get organized. There's a Skillshare class called Productivity with Evernote, Use One Tool for Everything by Lindsay Holmes. And this class will help me organize Evernote in a way that it'll be useful and productive in my daily life. That's just one example of the way that you can use Skillshare to develop whatever skill you want to learn. Whether you're a dabbler or a pro, a hobbyist or a master, you're creative. So discover what you can make with classes for every skill level. Experience real improvement with hands-on projects and classes designed for real life. And by the way, for our listeners around the world, Skillshare's entire catalog of classes now offers subtitles in Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Dutch. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/AC and get a 1 month free trial. That's 1 month free at Skillshare.com/AC. Okay, let's talk about what bravery is and what bravery is not. Bravery is doing the right thing as best you know it, even when it's the uncomfortable thing. Okay. And it's needed more than ever right now in the marketplace, in the political realm, in our schools, in our neighborhoods. Most bravery in the world is exhibited in small everyday actions, not big efforts. So when we talk about creative bravery, I want you to think right now about the idea that you have not been sharing because you're concerned about the potential ramifications of sharing that idea, even though you know it's likely the right thing. You know it's the thing that could make a difference, but you're holding it to yourself because you're concerned about what sharing that idea could do in terms of reputation, in terms of perception, whatever that is. Now, there is a right context in which to share ideas, right? Of course. So don't just go blasting everything publicly. Like, this is not your Jerry Maguire moment. If you get that reference, bonus points. But listen, it's important that you not sit on ideas that you know could make a difference for everyone around you. That is what creative bravery is, okay? Here's another aspect of bravery. Bravery is a choice, not a trait. People who choose to do the right thing in the face of personal cost are choosing to sacrifice their life and their comfort for a better future. They are not superhuman. They're not. They are perhaps the most fully human. Bravery is always a choice in the moment. It always is. Now, there are some self-deluded people maybe who aren't maybe thinking clearly all the time, who just charge into circumstances without considering the cost. That's not bravery. It's not. Bravery is a choice. It's something you choose to do because it's the right thing, even though it may come at personal cost in some capacity, right? And this is a misunderstanding that people have. Bravery, this is number three, bravery is always empathetic. Always. It's about the other, not about yourself. The other might be a person or a core principle, but the brave person is always looking outward when deciding. The coward looks inward and only to his own interests, but the brave person is looking outward and thinking about the best thing for others, okay? Bravery is always empathetic. It's not self-seeking, it's empathetic. So creative bravery is about serving your intended audience. It's about serving the people that you're trying to create value for. So what is the thing you can do that will serve those people, even if it comes at personal cost, potentially? That is the brave action, okay? Bravery, this is, that was number one, two, three. That was number three. This is number four. Bravery is action in spite of fear. Okay? Action in spite of fear. People who act bravely feel fear and they feel insecurity just as much as everyone else. It's just that they choose cause over comfort. Okay? They feel, of course they feel fear. We all feel fear, right? In the face of uncertainty. Creative bravery is action in spite of that fear. Now, it's not, again, it's not self-delusion. It's not ignoring the consequences. It's understanding the consequences and not reacting, but responding in the face of uncertainty by creating value. That is creative bravery. Okay, so people who act bravely feel fear just as much as everyone else, feel insecurity just as much as everyone else, but they choose cause over comfort. All right. Bravery, this is the final one. Bravery is willingness to fail in the pursuit of what matters. Bravery is the willingness to fail in the pursuit of what matters. Those who choose bravery recognize the risks and they proceed because they are driven by deeper principles. Creative bravery means we are doing things that could potentially fail. They, in the words of Seth Godin, this might not work, right? They recognize that. That's fine. Because they're pursuing work that matters. And they're willing to fail in the pursuit of what matters because failure can lead to learning, which leads to improvement, which leads to ultimate success. Those who choose bravery recognize the risks, but they proceed because they are driven by deeper principles. All right. That's what bravery is. Doing the right thing as best you know it, even when it's the uncomfortable thing. It's a choice. It's not a trait. It's always empathetic. It's outward looking, not inward seeking. It's action in spite of fear of uncertainty. It's willingness to fail in the pursuit of what matters. This is the essence of creative bravery. Okay, now, I want to briefly talk about what bravery is not, because this is also important. Bravery is not stupid risk. It's not. A brave person counts the cost and decides to act because the cost of inaction is simply too vast to bear. Bravery is not stupid risk. It's not reaction. It's response. Okay, bravery is not bravado. Many people, you know, and we see this a lot in the political realm, right? They love to put bluster ahead of action. However, brave people do not feel the need to posture. Instead, they allow their actions to speak for themselves. They are fine being misunderstood and even unliked if that's the cost of right action. So bravery is not bravado. It's not. It's not the same thing. Okay. Bravery is not for a select few. There are opportunities to be brave everywhere, every day. Most bravery, as I talked about earlier, most creative bravery is in small everyday actions. The need for bravery is in the workplace, in the home, in relationships, in neighborhoods, and everywhere that humans interface. That's where we need bravery. Okay, so bravery is not for a select few. It's for everyone. And it's going to happen. It's going to occur. The opportunities for bravery are going to occur in small everyday actions. All right. Bravery is not impulsive. It's not. While brave actions often happen in a flash, the source of those actions are deeply held beliefs about right and wrong and a vision for a better future. Brave people are realistic optimists. Brave people are realistic optimists. That's what they are. They understand the consequences. They do, but they're not impulsive in how they act. They are realistic optimists. I believe there's a better possible future, but I also understand what I'm going to have to surmount in order to achieve it. Okay. Finally, bravery is not anonymous or remote action. Lobbing insults or politically correct attacks on someone from afar is not bravery. It's not, right? Stepping into their world, looking them into the eye, and learning to love what you don't understand is bravery. And this gets back to the essence of empathy that we talked about earlier. Bravery is always empathetic. That means entering into someone's world, looking them in the eye, and learning to love what you don't understand. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to agree, but you must engage in order to be brave. You're lobbing insults from afar, firing off a witty tweet, right? Or attacking someone behind their back in the workplace. That's not bravery. That's cowardice. All of those things are cowardice, by the way. Okay, so that's what creative bravery is not. It's not stupid risk. It's not bravado. It's not for a select few. It's not impulsive, and it's not anonymous or remote action. All right, so over coming episodes, we might dive into this a little more because this is something I hear often from people when I work with organizations is that we lack creative confidence. We lack bravery in the face of uncertainty, in the face of new circumstances. And so we're going to talk about in some upcoming episodes, how do we cultivate bravery more consistently in life and in work? Some of those episodes, by the way, are going to be available to our AC Premium community. Some of them are going to be publicly available. But if you want to join AC Premium, you get ad-free episodes, you get bonus episodes, you get the Daily Creative. Every day, you get a podcast from me with an insight, a tip, a practical action step to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. So check that out at acpremium.me if you're interested. Okay. Hey, hope this was helpful to you. I hope that this will enable you to act bravely today in your life, in your interactions, and in your work. Be creatively brave, friends. Remember, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.